9 schools in Denver, Jefferson, Boulder, and Adams counties will participate in the pilot. They'll share in a $900,000 grant from the nonprofit National Center on Time and Learning to offset the cost of adding instructional time. Advocates for longer days call it a social justice issue, one that gives needy students access to support that other students get outside class. Helene Jones is the CEO of the Colorado Legacy Foundation, a nonprofit that will provide technical support to the pilot schools.
It's time to stop thinking about the school system the way it used to be and start moving it towards the way it needs to be if we're going to reach and dramatically personalize the learning experience for every student.
Amy Pritchard, president of the Jefferson County Teachers Association, says longer days can work if teachers play a major role in designing the new systems.
When teachers have the ability to be able to develop these programs and work collaboratively with the district or with other teachers to come up with what they see as helpful in their classroom, I think the teachers are very excited about the possibilities.
But many medical research studies caution against early school start times for teenagers because their brains and bodies are still in sleep mode. Jane Urschel with the Colorado Association of School Boards agrees schools need more instructional time, but she says piloting the idea is crucial before expanding it.
I think we have to look at how we are using time now and what that means for how we would use more time. And let alone how we would pay for it.
The pilot schools will now start figuring out how to get students extra time with their teachers. Jenny Brundine, Colorado Public Radio News.